Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. And now, on to the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Amber, and I'm here today with Steve.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a special guest, our friend Alex Stein, here today as well. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. It is Friday and the weekend is right here.
And we have a tasty beverage. But before we do that, do you want to introduce yourself for all of our viewers or listeners?
My name is Alex Stein. I've worked in technology a little over 9 years. Work in DevOps systems engineering full time and do a little accessibility consulting on the side.
Awesome. And if anyone wants to, you have been a guest on this podcast before, so they can go back and listen to that episode. We'll make sure to link it in the show notes, which for people who are tuning in and they want the show notes or a full transcript, you can find those if you go to accessibilitycraft.com/132. Steve, do you want to introduce the beverage? Do you want me to? What do you think?
Amber's having me do this because I butchered the name beforehand. So it's called Yarit. Is that the name of the...
I think it's Jarritos.
I have to do the tongue roll like in the...
Yeah, and it's an H... So Jarritos, which is Spanish.
Okay, and the flavor that we're doing is pineapple. So beforehand, I was like, is it Jarritos? So you can tell that I am a born and bred Midwestern boy, but you know, Amber's a little closer to the border, so she can pick the pronunciation up a little better than me. But there's not a lot.
And this pop.
It is pop, non-alcoholic, right?
And it's very popular in Texas. Have you had Jarritos before, Alex?
I have not. I've lived in Texas for 3 years.
Oh, we are introducing you to a Texas soda tradition.
The question is, so since you're a transplant, right? And I think you're a born and raised Midwestern boy like me, right? Kentucky?
Kentucky.
All right. So we're going to open this. Alex, you already opened it. Do you want to take the first sip and give us a flavor profile description?
I will.
You could be our sommelier for the episode.
I don't know how to describe that at all.
Does it taste like pineapple? Now I'm nervous. Should I be nervous before I drink this?
I don't think that tastes like pineapple. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It just smells sweet. I don't know if I smell pineapple.
It's a glass bottle, and it's got like a two-color printed logo on it. So there's not a lot of description on these. A lot of times when we do these craft beverages, there's just tons of description, but there's not much here, and there's not much on their website either.
Yeah, pretty much it told you if you want to eat this with tacos, eat it with barbacoa.
There you go.
I think that's what it said.
It has got a really good taste to it, but I cannot describe this at all.
Definitely not pineapple.
No, not pineapple at all.
No, it's just like sweet and vaguely fruity.
There's some nice fizz to it too. I mean,
so this is a very bright yellow. And you know what I think it tastes like? Those popsicles we used to have when we were kids that were just like, I don't know, a plastic sleeve with flavored ice inside it. I don't know what those are called.
I mean, it's not like the flavor is mild to me.
Alex, would you get it again?
I would get this again because the flavor isn't like over the top.
No. Would you eat it with barbacoa tacos?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Pretty sure it's pork. I don't eat meat, so I could be totally making this up. I think it's pork, but it's like a slow cooked with like spices, but really tender meat is what I think that is.
That does sound good.
A Mexican dish traditionally made by slow cooking meat, often beef, lamb, or goat, in an underground pit or oven. Which is interesting. You know, I'd probably eat that.
And you'd have a
I'd have,
pineapple soda with it.
yeah, I think so. Maybe Alex would have a big old steak with
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
it.
Alex loves steak. I think we're all generally a thumbs up on this beverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We're going to continue enjoying it while we talk a little bit more about how blind people experience the web. We invited our friend Alex here to actually do some fun screen sharing today, which we haven't done previously, because a lot of people wonder what is it like when a screen reader user is on their computer or on the internet? How does it sound like on a website? And I think sometimes when we say, oh, that's a problem, you think, oh, no, it's not, or I don't really understand what is it like in real world. And so Alex can be here to give some real world experience. So it might be useful to give people some idea of what level of sight, if any, you have. And then maybe you could explain what screen reader you use normally or any background you think would be good for people to know before you start screen sharing.
So I am very blind. I lost what vision I had about 8 years ago, and occasionally I can see the sun sometimes. It has to be very bright on the right day, and yeah, it's nothing usable, let's put it that way. There's no benefit to having what little vision that I have. I use a screen reader called NVDA primarily on my Windows laptop. And from time to time, VoiceOver on Mac. And I have a TalkBack on my Android phone.
Okay. And I don't know, Steve, do you have any follow-up questions for him before he shares his screen?
No, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some questions when he starts. So I've actually had the pleasure of sitting next to Alex at a contributor day. And while I was trying to roll up some, I think Gutenberg or something, get something running. And I've had the pleasure of seeing him blowing through track tickets 10 times faster than I can, and his screen is completely off. So it's an interesting experience to see. And, I think when I think back to like my journey into accessibility and stuff, I really think kind of the epiphany moment for me or the aha moment was definitely when I got to see real user testing and I got to see it in real life. So, I first just want to thank you for being here with us, Alex, and sharing this with us, because I think seeing a lot of times for typically abled people goes a very long way into shifting their mindset on how important accessibility is.
Definitely, always appreciate having the platform to share because I definitely did not count on losing my vision as something I had to adapt to in life. So it's always a possibility, whether you think it's likely or not.
It can happen to anybody.
Yeah. And a lot of times in accessibility, when we talk about making applications and websites accessible, we're focused on people that don't have typical abilities, but really we're building a future internet for ourselves, because any of us could be afflicted with any kind of degenerative problem or, neural problem as well. We're all aging. We're all susceptible to I any kind of our senses being degraded. So we're kind of building the internet for ourselves later of sorts.
So when we were talking about this during planning and we were saying, okay, what should we look at? And I realized there's really great timing. By the time this episode comes out, our Page Builder Accessibility Comparison Report will have been published. So what we are actually going to have Alex do, of course, we don't have time today for him to look at all 20 of those builders, but he is going to pull up and share with everyone one of the worst ones, one that's kind of in the middle, and one that's up at the top. So people can see and hear what that experience is like, and then we'll share some thoughts along the way. So do you want to start sharing, Alex?
We'll start.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Give us a read of that page.
Now we're just doing a little bit of navigation. Home, components, log, about.
So before you go forward more. Can we talk for a second about what we're hearing?
Yeah, so this is the normal rate at which I listen. It took me 6 months to a good year to really get the comprehension down, but inherently, website navigation via the keyboard can be pretty slow. So the faster you listen, the more beneficial it is because you can actually get stuff done.
Okay, so you listen really fast. I'm guessing Steve and I can't understand what this thing is saying. Can you understand it, Steve?
No, not at all. I don't even know what speed I have mine at. I don't think it's very much faster than the default, but that
So,
is.
would you mind turning it down to not expert level for us?
Maybe a little bit less than 90%.
Oh, you have it at 90. Wow.
64, 62, 55, 50, 51, 50.
I think 50% is where it starts out normally, and it's so
Yeah.
painful.
Components, Brizzy, Mozilla
Because,
Firefox, components, Brizzy, Docker. It's just
so
so,
it's once you go from listening that fast, this just doesn't sound normal anymore.
I mean, can you speak to that a little bit? So, of course, for us, it's extremely fast. And when you go through that navigation, we can't even comprehend what it's saying at all. Can you explain, since you went from only being able to hear it at 50% and now you do it at 90%, can you kind of give us a little insights on like how you get from that to build that comprehension, or is it just something that comes naturally after just increasing it and increasing it?
It's just practice. You just step up a little bit at a time. And it also helps if you incorporate it into other things in your life, such as podcasts, audiobooks. I mean, you have to do so much learning just by listening. It just comes natural over time. And, I can finish an audiobook in a day if I wanted to.
So I'll say I actually have started listening to all podcasts and audiobooks. The slowest I'll go is 1.5. A lot of audiobooks I listen at 2x now and like YouTube videos. My kids will get in the car with me and they're like, "What is this? How can you understand it?" And I've had that same thing. I started listening to them so much faster and now it doesn't sound fast to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I do listen to podcasts at 1.25, sometimes 1.5, depending on the speaker. And I do use a podcast app that kind of cuts out blank space, like it cuts out like spaces in the audio. It definitely helps you get through them quicker. But this is definitely a superpower, Alex, that you can comprehend it at that level.
At the end of the day, it comes down to keeping up with others. I work in a very high stress field where we always have a lot going on. And you got to keep up or you'll get left behind. That's just part of the technology industry. So you adapt and make it.
So I have a question. Obviously, you're going to do a lot more just going down through everything that's here, but I'm curious, when you first go to a website, what would you normally do? I'm guessing you wouldn't actually just listen to the whole page. Like, what would be your routine when you visit a website to begin with?
It depends on what I'm looking for and the context. So if it's just a news article, I'll be looking for the first heading on the page. If it's my banking website, I'll be looking for where I know the sign-in function is all the time. If it's to pay a bill, same thing.
So do you
If
use like a like control F and just try and find when you're looking for login?
I can do that, or I'll just use other controls like I'll search for buttons that say sign in, or I'll use the elements list and find the sign in link. It all of just navigating websites in general, even living with blindness, requires a lot of memory because you're able to map rooms and physical environments. But it also goes back to websites because if nothing ever changes, you can learn to get around a website very quickly just by remembering where things are.
Yeah. And I would imagine that that's where having that good HTML structure comes in. It
Yeah.
makes it easier for you to get around if it has underlying semantics, like you were saying, the elements list. If things are tagged as headings, they'll show up there, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Do you want to dive into this first builder that you have up, Brizzy?
Brizzy.
And maybe
Brizzy.
listen and then share some thoughts, and Steve and I might occasionally chime in with questions. And
Navigation landmark list with 6 items. Link Brizzy home. Visit the same page. Link components. Link log. Link about. Link all builders. Link contact. Out of list navigation landmark list with one item linked by account. Out of list same page link search. Heading level 2 accordion 1. Link equalized digital web accessibility lorem ipsum dolor sit amet. Inclusive design ensures equitable. Access to digital content by users of all abilities. WCAG guidelines provide a robust framework receivable operable under HTML and sufficient code fast license enabling be overlooked. The index manage.
Oh, we're just reading line by line here, stepping through the website slowly.
Label. Use label for relationships instead. For non-visual users like accordion 2. Web accessibility in WordPress lorem ipsum dolor sit amet. Link exclusions meet WCAG 2 readers. Rely on semantic WordPress. Develop light click here. Color contrast and focus states vestibular mode text for images improves access. Require properly associated labels. Include build a web for everyone. Accordion 3. Web accessibility lorem ipsum for word everyone, including user helps ensure compatible. Follow best practices. Avoiding reliance on cult skip links and proper for important content. Inclusive design is not just a check. Link WordPress accessibility meet heading level 2 carousel slider. Land.
So, Alex, before you go too far, I have some questions about that accordion. You are not able to go through that accordion without listening to all the content in every expanded. Did you even know it was an accordion?
I know it's an accordion based on the heading above it that says accordion, but none of the semantics are communicated that it's actually an accordion or that any of those controls are interactive.
And a couple of them were actually closed visually, but it sounded like your screen reader read them anyway.
Yeah, and that's a very common unfortunate practice of web development. Will visually hide content, but it's still very much available in the DOM. So you get a very different experience as a non-sighted user.
But you would want, if it's visually hidden, you would want it also to be hidden for you?
Definitely.
So the first accordion was toggled open by default. When you made it to the first accordion heading, you would have wanted it to tell you that it was already expanded, so you could then choose whether or not to read it or close it and move on to the next one, correct?
Definitely.
It looks like down next is coming a slider, so this is going to be interesting.
And graphic tint, yellow and lavender macaron stacked. Accessible screen reader label or WordPress focus tab keyboard skip link robust plugin. Aria. Accessible screen reader label or WordPress focus tab keyboard skip link robust plugin. Link accessibility checker. Roll widget operable ipsum navigation compliance theme perceivable contrast alt text guideline. Link equalized digital. Land. Tab selected 1 of 3, tab 2 of 3, tab 3 of 3. Land. Heading level 2 of land, tab 1 of 3. Out of tab, tab of. 3. Out of tab 2 of. Select 2 of 3, tab selected 2 of 3.
Well, at least there's selectable tabs. This isn't something we always see.
Would you think that's okay on a carousel for the buttons to be labeled as tabs like that?
It would be nice if they were a little bit more descriptive, but it's not the end of the world because most of the time they're not labeled at all.
Okay.
So most of the time...
Although that's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
What?
I guess once you select one tab, it's just going to start announcing it over and over.
Two or three tabs selected, two or three.
That's not me.
That's weird.
I bet it's saying it every time the slide changes, it's reading out.
Two or three tabs selected, two or three.
No, see? I think it's every time the slider cycles. Every time it goes through its whole cycle.
Then it reads
two or three
out.
Tabs selected, two or three.
Yeah, it's going to keep doing that. Great.
You know what I was impressed about this builder? There's very few builders that actually have a pause button. This one has a pause button. I don't know that it's labeled as a button, but it visually has a pause button. So you might be able to stop this so it won't keep reading to you later down the page.
Heading level 2, land. Graphic 4, diff accessible, link access, land. Tab 1 of 3, tab select, land.
If it has one, it's not labeled.
On it now, right now.
What is that called?
2 of 3, tab selected, 2 of 3.
Blank.
Tab 1, land.
Blank.
Yeah. If you press enter or return right now, it does stop. But you had no context to what that was, right?
No, it's got to be just a fake icon there because it doesn't read.
It didn't tell you if it was pressed or not.
Yeah, just a fake control as far as screen readers are concerned.
Yeah, it should have been a toggle button.
Further down.
All right, so now we'll come to a form. Let's check this out.
Note, this is a fake form. No emails will be sent. Name. Edit required invalid entry as autocomplete. Company. Name edit required invalid entry as autocomplete.
Okay, so we have required here. We have a label associated with the field. Not bad. Let's see if it gets better.
Company. Edit as autocomplete. Email. Edit required invalid entry as autocomplete. Phone number. Edit as autocomplete. Birthday. Edit read only.
Oh, yeah, we always have these.
Birth edit as autocomplete.
See what's going to happen with this.
Phone number edit as autocomplete blend.
That is a phone number input.
Birthday edit read only blend.
Now we have a read-only birthday field with no way to enter text because it's read-only. No instructions on how to enter a birthday.
Combo box collapsed.
Ooh.
Nope. I'm guessing that's going to be labeled month.
Yeah, so when you focused it, a date picker popped up.
If you hit shift tab with that on that field, on the birthday field.
Only blend.
Shift tab, does it? Nope. So this is completely inaccessible to Alex.
Yeah, totally. Might be able to get to it. Let's see.
What's your favorite cake flavor? What's your favorite edit read only?
Oh,
birthday. Edit,
with
what's
the
your
arrow
combo box
keys.
Collapsed?
Yeah.
Which ways of email? Phone, text, message, edit required.
Let's
yes.
See.
So
it's where
no.
It was above the field, the input.
Really?
Message edit required. Birthday,
yeah.
Phone number, edit, birthday, birthday.
Well, it
edit,
depends on the
phone
viewport
number.
Size. But
yeah, where? Let's see.
Six,
well,
five.
No, it's in the bottom of the DOM. It's always in the bottom of the DOM.
Four, three, two,
oh, it's
one.
At the bottom of the whole page. So you would have had to tab through everything to get to this.
This is not interactive, so tab would skip it.
30-30-2027. Purpose and accessibility. No next landmark. Accessibility issues may be present.
And there's no content info landmark.
No next button. Month combo box.
See.
Sun. Month purpose and accessibility. Notice com. Month combo box collapsed. August year spin button as autocomplete editable 2025.
Oh, interesting.
Sun.
So they didn't get this totally wrong.
Month com purpose and accessibility. This site was created 120 purpose access. Month combo box collapsed. August year spin button
these
as autocomplete editable 2025. Purpose and month combo box collapsed. August.
Maybe.
Month com. Purpose and month combo box collapsed. August year spin purpose month com.
No, not even these inputs are operable.
Yeah, you can't
what
change.
What a shame.
Can't change the month.
No. Nope.
Purpose and month combo box collapsed. August year spin button as autocomplete editable 1907.
So what do you want to see here?
1907.
The ability to type in the field?
There should be multiple options for these. One, you should be able to type in the field, very standard date format. And two, there should actually be a calendar widget that is accessible versus this thing that floats down at the bottom of the DOM is totally uninteractive.
Sun, Ma, Tu, Wed, Thu, Fa, Sat, 28, 29, 30.
Like none of these tell you whether you can select it or not.
31, 1.
Let's just...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Birthday edit read only 1907-08-07.
Okay, I was born in 1908. Great progress.
Yeah. So something I wanted to mention that when you got to the name field, it gave you context that it's required, but actually does not give visual users context that it's required.
So yeah,
there's no asterisks or anything.
That's definitely a problem. It's actually more accessible to me in this scenario than it is to sighted people, which we definitely don't see very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
what
that's
if
a strange call out.
What if you submitted the form without filling in required fields?
Combo box blend. Blend. Message edit required invalid entry multi-line
oh,
blend.
Total loss of focus. Just
blend. Blend.
These are all fake inputs.
Blend. Message edit required
and
invalid
they're
entry
just saying
blend.
Blank?
Yep.
They're
yes, radio button,
oh,
check one of two.
These are radio
buttons. But the radio
buttons.
Buttons labeled?
Yeah, but there's no legend around it, so you can't tell what you're
saying
selecting yes to.
Submit button.
Alex will give me all his money.
Yeah, that would not be great. Okay, let's try submitting. No announcement, no nothing.
Heading level 2 icon list. Form heading level 2.
So we'll just go back up here.
Note, this is a fake form name. Edit required.
Do you know what they are?
Complete.
Do you know what that is? Do you have any guess on what those fields are?
I suspect they're probably spans.
But what component of a form it is?
Company. Edit as email. Edit
oh, the
edit
ones
as
that
birthday.
Run
label. Edit what's your combo box collapsed? Which
yeah,
way
the ones that...
email? Phone. Text.
Yeah, so I can manually get to them down here. But I mean, based on the way this is laid out, these could be checkboxes.
Message.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to emulate because it doesn't, it's not semantically communicated.
Yeah, they are checkboxes. And what they've done is they've decided in favor of using, you know, divs and CSS to make them look fancy, not like the typical default UI for checkboxes, which has actually messed up your experience.
Which you can always take that path if you want to. It just takes a lot of extra work. So, not recommended.
Edit required invalid entry multi-line. Out of edit is an urgent request. Yes. No. Button submit.
And it seemed like even when you submit the form, there's no real visual feedback of what happens. I mean,
So
unless
things
the
turned
field's darkened.
red. There were some red outlines added to some things, but this one didn't even have an error message or anything.
Yeah, just nothing.
Yeah.
And
Let's keep
certain
going down the page. Oh,
heading
sorry,
level
Steve.
icon list.
I would just tag on, and I'm certain. So, from a visual standpoint, if you haven't filled in a required field, it just changes the outline of it. And I'm sure if you tab back through that form, when you get to that field,
Button
there's no
submit.
ad additional text telling you why it failed.
Yes, radio button check one message edit required invalid entry multi-line blank.
Oh, it did say invalid entry for you, but not for visual users, right?
I'm pretty sure it said that from the top, though, so.
From the beginning, yeah.
Oh, before you submitted. Okay.
I
Yes,
think
radio button check
anytime
one.
a field is blank and it has a required attribute, NVDA is going to say invalid entry when you enter the field.
Oh, interesting.
Which it shouldn't, but that's a whole other discussion.
Submit button. Heading level two icon list.
Okay, moving on down the page.
Red. Cakes. Cookies. Pies. Heading level two loop post lock.
I mean, I'm not sure what that's supposed to actually represent, so it's hard to comment on it.
The
Oh,
list?
the icon thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not a
It's a
list, is
list with
that?
check marks instead of bullet points. Only
But
in this instance, it's not a list.
it's not a list.
It's just a visual list.
So you have no
Yes.
context to if it is a list, how many items are in it, right?
Correct. It's
Yeah.
just text.
Pies. Heading level two loop post lock. Graphic looking down at apple and berry pies with flowers on the table. Two pies, twice the delight. Now baking fresh apple berry pies. At Butterbloom Bakery, we believe there's no wrong way to do pie, but there is a right time to try a new flavor, and that time is now. This week, we're serving up two seasonal favorites fresh from the oven. Pie classic apple pie made with crisp and. Link read more. Graphic A1 link read more.
Oh, I always love my read more links.
Read more link.
Doesn't actually tell me what I'm reading more about, but I can read
Something. It's pretty ambiguous.
something.
Meet Sarah, the heart at Butterbloom. Bennett, our memories. Link read more. Graphic 4, different our bread, our process. At Butterbloom Precision, process we call starts. Link read more. Heading level 2 tabs.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, we're kind of being a little bit sarcastic from our own accessibility towers over here. But I mean, what we're talking about, ambiguous links, like if you have a link that just says read more, for a non-visual user, they don't know if that refers to what they were just on. So you typically want to give them context, read more about, and then typically the post title.
And this is where
Yeah,
this
I think
matters.
after we get to the bottom of this page, I want to go to the good page as a comparison and just see how different it is.
The
So you're at
reason, tabs now. Oh, yeah,
sorry,
I
go
was
ahead,
gonna
Alex.
step back for just a minute. So the reason why links not having context matters is because of this.
Elements list dialog. Preview. Level 0 equalized digital 12 of 24.
This is a list of all the elements on the page.
Read more 13 of 24, level 0. Read more 14 of 24. Read more 15 of 24, level 0.
So this is where this becomes really practical really quick because now you only hear read more. You get none of the surrounding context.
Components.
And
Preview.
you were saying that when you first come to a website, if you're trying to find something specific, you might just open that elements list and listen to all the links to try and find the link you're looking for. Correct, because it can be a lot faster.
Yeah. And that highlights a little bit too about the difference here, right? So I kind of gave my little thoughts on why you should do that. And I can test and use a screen reader pretty well, but I'm still a sighted user. I don't use it day to day. Alex uses this day to day because he has to, and he uses it in a different context I do. I think that's why user testing is so important, because even me as an accessibility professional that understands accessibility development, I'm still going to miss things because I actually, my ability in that testing is a little bit of a crutch, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a fair point. And then even within the blind and visually impaired community, we're going to use screen readers somewhat differently as well, based on skill level, just how we've learned to navigate.
Tab
For
setting level
sure.
two. List with three items, tab one. Tab 2, tab 3.
Oh, my favorite. We got fake tabs here that don't actually tell you that they are tabs, except for the label.
Out of list, link equalized digital accessible screen read.
Doesn't tell me which tab is selected.
List with three items, tab 3, A. Out of list, link WordPress accessibility, meetup, nav, aria, press, lorem, compliance, sub index, alt, toggle, semantics.
So this is tab 3, but it made no such announcement that I've selected tab 3. Doesn't give me any context on where the tab content starts and ends either.
One thing that does seem slightly better about this versus the accordions is they're actually keyboard focusable and you can trigger them. They're missing the necessary aria to tell you what you did, but the accordions, right, didn't even have controls on them.
I'm not sure these do either. Let's
No,
see.
these don't either because getting to the other tabs.
Tab 1, tab 2, tab 3. How did that work keyboard wise? So you can do this via virtual navigation. I'm not sure that they're actually keyboard accessible with tab, but we can do a real quick test.
Read more link.
We go back up here to this read more, hit tab.
WordPress accessibility meetup link.
Yeah, those are not keyboard accessible
Oh,
without a
okay.
screen reader.
Yeah, because I
So
tried on.
you were using. Oh, go ahead, Steve.
I tried on my end and I actually could not access them with the keyboard.
No, this
You were
is.
using the arrow keys in this in NVDA to move
Yes.
through them, which is a feature NVDA provides, but without a screen reader, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha.
Alt toggle, semantic readability, vote block level, alt heading level 2, testimonials.
Testimonials, everybody's favorite part of the website.
Vote testimonials block available.
Yeah, this one's not as exciting. I don't have a good testimonials example because
Heading
this
level 2,
builder
screen
didn't
reader
have a
text support.
block. All right, screen reader text.
If no text outputs here beneath the headings, that means that the theme was added at class 4. Screen reader text. If text is visible, the theme does not support the class. Only one is sufficient for a pass. They do not both have to be supported. Heading level 3, screen reader
So
text.
this is a test that I do mostly for us sighted people to figure out if they've actually hidden text with a screen reader text support class.
This text is wrapped in the screen
So.
reader text class. Heading level 3, SR only. This text is wrapped in the SR only class. Graphic attached image file. Heading level 6, company. Heading level 6, some text here about the company. Some text here, link about the company. Heading level 6, feature. Navigation landmark list with three items, link equalized digital. Out of list, heading level 6, navigation landmark list with three items, equalized digital link.
Okay, so now we have a second navigation landmark.
Link accessibility checker, link accessibility auditing services.
And when we have a second navigation landmark, they should have aria labels to tell you what type of navigation this is.
Out of list, heading level
So,
6,
like
resources.
primary, footer, that kind of thing.
Correct. Landmarks matter because they can be really helpful to jump in between sections of a page. But if you have multiple landmarks and they're just not labeled in any way, they're just next to useless.
Heading level 6 features. Heading level 6 products. Heading level 6 support.
Oh, what is this? Are these submenus?
No.
So I'll give you some background on what that is. When I set these sites up, I left a lot of their demo content that they had in the footer, but I did remove fake links, like hashtag links. So it's just text that are not linked to anything anymore. But apparently, it sounds like they had these all set up with headings, even
Yep.
though it just visually looks a list.
Heading level 6 contact. Heading level 6 OneHunt. Heading level 6 WhatsApp. Heading level 6 email. May separator. Link equal is a digital. Link equal is a digital.
Yeah, I mean, heading structure on this page is definitely not great either. I think we've just established that.
Can you, before we go to the next page, could you open the elements list and show the landmarks that are available on this page?
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Elements list dialog filter by edit alt y activate button. Move the button alt M. Cancel button type grouping links radio button headings radio form field buttons radio landmarks radio button check alt D. Preview navigation 1 of 4 level 0. Navigation 2 of 4 level 0. Navigation 3 of 4 level 0.
Navigation
Purpose and accessibility notice complimentary 4 of 4 level 0.
and a complimentary landmark.
I'll just tell you, I have a plugin installed that on the network that adds that complimentary landmark at the bottom of every page there. So I've added that one, but do you want to talk about what else is missing?
Yeah, there is no main landmark that wraps the main content. There is no content info landmark that marks the footer. So it's
Or
technically not the worst site I've seen, but it's not great.
right. And like you said before about those three navigations, like to you, I mean, actually, to me too. What navigation is it? Is it the primary one? Is it the secondary? Is it the footer?
Are they all the same?
Are they all the same? Like,
Then we can also look
type
at
grouping landmarks links radio headings radio button check alt H
headings.
preview accordion 1 of 8 level 0 carousel slider 2 of 8 level 0 form 3 of 8 level 0 icon list 4 of 8 level 0
Actually, that's not near as useful as I thought it would be.
loop post block 5 of 8 level 0.
The elements list in NVDA doesn't really tell you what heading level they are. It just visually nests them.
That has
But
got to be a bug. Like, that just doesn't work at all.
I
Wow.
mean, I can tell you that there's a missing H1. We go through a bunch of H2s, we jump to H3s, and then we skip all H4s, all H5s, and go right to H6s.
Yeah, don't do that, is what we're trying to get at.
Components.
So I think we should go over to the good page. Just based on time, I'm not sure if we're gonna be able to look at one that's in the middle, but maybe we can just go through a few. But the thing I wanted to flag before we do that, that I thought was so interesting about this builder, and one of the reasons why I wanted to have you look at it, is this is just a plugin only. And it doesn't have a companion theme. A lot of page builders have a companion theme. This one doesn't. And I really went back and forth with what I should do, but I was like, okay, let's give them benefit of the doubt. I'll test it in 2025, which is a core WordPress theme, which has had accessibility review, and we know has the main landmark and has the footer landmark and has the banner landmark and all those things. And what I found out was once I started setting up the builder, it overrided all the accessibility features in the theme, like the skip link is missing, all that kind of stuff. So I thought it was kind of interesting that you can start with an accessibility ready theme and then put a plugin on it like this, and it can just
Degradate
unaccessible.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, with great power comes great responsibility, and unfortunately, this plugin used it very wrong.
Cool.
Should we go look at cadence?
Yes, we can do that.
Unread messages. Code in the middle. Link H best. Link H out of S. T. Colon. Stay link T. HTTP frame. Mozilla Firefox. Unknown. Components. K. The same page link. Skip the content.
Okay.
Same page link.
Let's take a look at our landmarks.
Elements list dialog type grouping links rate headings radio form field buttons radio landmarks radio button check alt preview banner expanded 1 of 4
Got a banner.
level 1 patient navigation
Primary navigation.
level 0 main expanded 2 of 4
Main landmark.
level 1 accordion 1 1 of 2
I don't know why the accordions are landmarks, but we'll get to that later.
slider content 2 of 2 level 1
Slider content.
level 0 content info 3 of 4
Content info for the footer.
purpose and accessibility notice complimentary 4 of 4 level 0
And then our complimentary landmark.
components, cadence, same page link, skip the content.
We have a skip link, which is helpful for users to skip the navigation.
Banner landmark, secondary navigation landmark list with 1 item linked by account.
Now, this is a good call out. This is a little verbose because the ARIA label has the word navigation. So, what you're hearing is the label plus the type of element landmark that you're in.
Out of list button, collapse view search form.
A view search form. Let's see what we have.
Search landmark. Search for edit as autocomplete search. Blank.
Focus is transferred to the search field. That's great.
Search button.
There is a search button. That's great.
Close search button collapsed.
There is a close search button, which is collapsed. That is a slight error, but not the end of the world.
Search landmark. Search for edit as autocomplete search. Blank.
Oh, focus is trapped. Interesting. There
Well,
is
that's great.
nothing to tell that would happen.
But isn't that correct with a modal pop-up, or did you not get context that this was a modal?
I don't actually know that this is a modal.
I don't think, now that you say that, that button probably does not have ARIA has pop-up on it, right?
Purpose and accessibility. This site was created for Link Equalize Digital's WordPress page builder accessibility.
Oh man, that's a problem.
Or
Yeah, just.
is that pop-up have a role of dialogue on it? Yeah, it's probably not a properly coded pop-up overlay.
I just hit escape to get out of it, and now focus is at the bottom of the website.
So, Adam, for my own curiosity, can you go back to the header
Same page link, skip the content.
and open that again
Enter
and
landmark view search form
use
button
the
collapsed.
close button to see if it returns
User search
focus?
landmark search for edit as autocomplete search. Search close search button collapsed. Expanded. Enter landmark view search form button expanded.
So it does return focus if you use the
Second
close
out of list button
button,
collapsed view search form.
but not if you use the escape key.
Yeah, there's some order of events issues on this because focuses return before we return RA expanded back to false. This needs to be cleaned up, but it's usable.
Okay.
Link cadence. Primary navigation, navigation landmark list with six items. Link home. Visit the same page. Link current page components. Link log. Button child menu of log. Link about. Button child menu of about. Link all builders. Button child menu of all builders.
Child menu is a little bit verbose, but sometimes more information isn't always a bad thing.
Link all button child link about.
Just make sure these are tabbable,
Child menu of about button.
which these
All
are.
builders link. Child menu of all builders button.
I'm not sure why this doesn't announce state, though. That's not great.
It's missing collapsed.
What would you prefer the label on those to be?
I think even you could shorten it to submenu blog, or you could technically just have blog as the label because the button gives enough context with the correct ARIA properties to tell you what it's doing. But that's my
Okay.
opinion. There's others in the community that may disagree.
Yeah, I feel like I mostly see them say submenu and then whatever text it's adjacent or a submenu of.
Yes. That's what we do on our website.
Expanded.
Okay, so we do get expanded, but we don't have initial state of collapse.
List with 20 items of auto link. Beaver builder link. Breakdance link.
Can we get out of this with escape?
Child menu of all builders button expanded.
We have an order of events issue again, but it more or less works.
Contact link. Child menu of all builders button collapsed. Contact link. Out of list heading level 1 components.
All right, we have a heading level one.
Main landmark heading level 2 accordion. Heading level 1 components. Main landmark heading level 2 accordion. Banner landmark primary navigation navigation landmark list with 6 items home.
Not sure why that heading one is not in the main landmark. That's a little strange.
Components heading level 1.
Can I ask a question just for my own curiosity? On the header, it has a role of banner. Is that necessary?
On this H1, I don't think so.
On the header has a role of banner.
Main landmark, banner landmark, primary navigation landmark list with 6 items home link.
I mean, I don't really think it is in this scenario because there's not really a logo per se. I don't really see what they're considering banner content here.
Secondary navigation, navigation landmark list with
Well,
one item, but no previous landmark.
normally the standard is that any sort of header that would have the site title or the site logo and navigation grouped in it would be in a banner, would have a banner role. That's the landmark region for a header.
Primary navigation landmark list with 6 items home link. Main landmark, banner landmark, primary nav.
Let me take a look. Where does this
Elements list type,
actually?
group, headings, rate, form fields, buttons, radio, landmarks, rate, preview, level 1 primary nav, level 0 banner expanded 1 to 4.
Okay, it's just announcing slightly strangely.
Level 1 primary nav, level 0 main expanded 2 to 4. Level 1 level 0. Level 1 primary navigation, navigation 1 to 1. Level 0 main, level 1 accordion 1 1 of level 0 banner expanded.
Not even this is a full picture though, because it doesn't show the secondary navigation. This is very strange.
Yeah, I've noticed. I think the elements list in NVDA is not as nice as the rotor in VoiceOver.
Oh, I 100% agree.
I
Like, they
mean,
also don't include article tags in the elements list in NVDA. VoiceOver does. Like, it's really interesting the things that NVDA has decided to skip. I saw a GitHub issue on their GitHub about the article tab, article landmark not being included, and one of the responses from one of the contributors was just, we don't actually think people would ever navigate by articles, and so we haven't included it. yeah, screen readers, I mean, there's an endless amount of information that can be communicated. Some people go on the side of let's not include it. Some people go on the side of let's include everything. So it just depends. Which I mean, yeah, this website is more or less fine. Me personally, I would put the H1 in the main landmark because that's where I would expect it, but it's not the end of the world that it's not there.
Components heading level 1.
Okay.
Main landmark heading level 2 accordion. Heading level 1 components.
I would love to see an outline of landmarks to figure out exactly where components falls because it almost sounds like it's not in a landmark at all.
Oh no, it's inside of a header, which this is why I asked. And on visual inspection of the elements is why I was like, okay, the main header has a role of banner, and then the heading has a role of header. I'm guessing that's why they put banner on the main header because they're using another header here. Does that make sense?
I mean, even this header here should really just be in the main.
Right.
Yeah, I think that actually does not make sense to use a header tag. I think you're only allowed to use a header tag if it's inside an art another like an article, then you could have a second header. But if it's outside of an article tag, you couldn't have a second header or a second
Yeah.
content info.
It is in a section. So I don't know if that allows it, but I do think there is
Yeah.
some over semantics happening here.
Sections
Yeah.
aren't really ready either unless they're attached to the role region and ARIA label, so also pretty invisible.
Yeah.
Main landmark heading level 2 accordion. Heading level 3 button expanded accordion 1. Accordion 1 region link equalized digital web accessibility lorem ipsum dolor sit omit.
Okay, so that's where our regions come from. So these must.
Out of region heading level 3 button expanded accordion 1.
That is a heading 3 plus a button control. It's definitely discoverable. I'll give them that.
Accordion 2 button collapsed heading level 3. Heading level 3 button collapsed accordion 3. Heading level 3 expanded. Accordion 2 region web accessibility and WordPress lore. And Pugin readers rely on WordPress light click here. Vestibular mode require associated labels. Inclusivity is not optional. WordPress accordion 3 button collapsed heading level 3.
I mean, yeah, these are. They tell me when they're open and their headings and their buttons, and they give multiple options. So I don't really have a problem with this. It's very clear where the content starts and ends.
Yeah,
Level 2
very
carousel
good.
slider.
Slider content carousel button go to last slide. Button next slide. One of 3 slide heading level 3 slide 1. Accessible screen reader label or whirling equalized digital out of slide button start autoplay. Tab selected go to slide 1 tab out of carousel heading level 2 form.
That's probably one of the best sliders I've seen in a while.
Slider button start autoplay.
Let's see what happens here.
Pause autoplay.
It's all announcing.
Should
Start auto.
You know what?
Should it
It might
toggle?
not autoplay, even though you turned it on. This is an interesting thing. It looks like your mouse might be over the slide. And
Oh.
I think that a lot of these carousels, when you hover them with your mouse, they don't play. I don't know if you'd be able to move your mouse.
Nope, not right now.
Well,
Yeah, because it's just in the center of the screen.
can I
Or
add?
maybe if you left the carousel, it would start autoplaying, like if you shifted your focus somewhere, even
Yeah,
if you hit play.
there's probably a hover tracking on it. Can I ask a question about the play pause button? So it actually is modifying the ARIA label when you toggle it, which I'm not sure is the best approach. And I mean, you can confirm. I think that the ARIA label should stay the same and that it should be treated as a toggle button, correct?
Correct. This historically doesn't work very well cross-platform either. So it wasn't, it was very recently when NVDA actually added support for this. Most of the time, it wouldn't read updated dynamic content like this.
Cool.
Tab selected, go to slide 1, tab go to slide out of carousel heading level 2 form.
Unfortunately, we're in a world now where screen reader developers are trying to keep up with bad web practices. So that's kind of one of those things that's evolving for the better over time, but then you start talking about price of other commercial screen readers like JAWS as Freedom Scientific screen reader developer. You start to have an issue. I mean, people might be running a screen reader that's 5 years out of date.
Note, this is a fake form. No email name. Edit required invalid entry as autocomplete.
Yeah, see, these also read as invalid entries.
I think that's just NVDA and the way it handles a required field that doesn't have anything typed in it.
Yeah.
Name edit required invalid entry as autocomplete blank.
Does announce is required.
Company edit as autocomplete blank. Email edit required invalid entry as autocomplete blank. Phone number edit as autocomplete blank. Birthday date edit if you tell us your birthday, we'll send you a gift every year. Month spin button.
Okay, so this even tells you the reach of the description. That's nice.
0, 9, 10, 10, 11, 12. Day spin button. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Year spin button. 2026. 2020, 2019. Calendar button collapsed.
All right, we have a calendar. Let's see if this is accessible.
Expanded. Alert. Chrome. Global content date picker. XHTML grouping. Choose a date dialog. December 2019. Table 2005. Right column 6. 13 not select. 6 not select. 29 not select. 28 not selected. Through column 5. 21 not select. 25 not selected. Row 3. 28, 29, 30 not. 1 not selected. Row 3. Sun column 1.
Doesn't tell you when you cross months, so this isn't super great. wouldn't lean on this widget.
Are you able to toggle the month?
Next month button.
I'll keep going back.
Oh,
Tab
annualized
back.
monthly button collab. Previous month button.
So it needs a
November
screen
2019
reader
button
alert
collapsed.
there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we
Are
could
you
try and
alive?
expand
Choose a month
this.
and a year dialog. November 2019 button expanded.
This is just way overly engineered at this point.
Month spin button off. Year spin button 2019.
You'd just be better off manually typing.
2020. 2020, 2020, 2014. December 2014 button expanded. Month spin button deck. Year spin button 2014. December 2014 button expanded. December 2014. Components. Cadence document. Button collapse calendar.
But focus does return, so not perfect, but improvable.
What's your favorite cake
Yeah.
flavor? Combo box chocolate collapse. We will send you the
Also,
vanilla.
I have to say, like, just in general, in comparison to the other one where you weren't allowed to type in it and you couldn't even get to it, that seemed pretty good.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, would you normally even try to use those, or do you just want a field you can type in?
I just want a field I can type in.
I'm kind of the same way. As a visual user, I think we've over-engineered date pickers to a crazy degree.
Especially for like your birthday. I see that all the time and I'm like, why do I want to have to pick my birthday out of a thing? Like I just want to type it.
Yeah, especially when your birthday keeps moving down the list further and further, right?
With laser, we contact new group and email checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is read very nicely.
Phone checkbox, text checkbox not checked. Message edit required invalid entry multi-line business and urgent request grouping. Yes, radio button not checked. 1 of 2. Submit button.
Yeah, everything on this is red. Now let's see if we can submit.
Please alert name is required. Alert email is required. Alert item is required. Alert message is required. Alert item is required. Alert name is required. Link same page. Email is required. Link same page. Item is required. Link same page. Message is required. Link same page. Item is required. Link same page. Please fix the errors to proceed. Heading level 2. List name is required. Same page. Link email is required. Same page. Link item is required. Same page. Link message is required. Same page. Link item is required.
Holy crap.
This is what happens when we over-engineer with
What?
RAF and
Aria,
focus.
yeah. Same
What
page, link name is
happened?
required. Out of list heading level 2, please fix the errors.
What happened is it sounds like this became an ARIA Live region and then we focus was moved to it.
Yeah,
Yep.
so this is interesting because I tested this for them with VoiceOver, and with VoiceOver, it only reads one time. But NVDA reads the region once for being ARIA Live and once for getting focus.
Sounds that way.
I actually think what happened was, I mean, I think it did that, but I think it also read, it read what you focused on and what was in the Aria Live, but were the individual messages on all the inputs also exposed into the Aria Live? Is that what it was?
Required. Edit required.
Oh,
Name
let
edit
me
re
see. This is
menu.
probably,
Inspect components. Cadence document. Main landmark. Article.
if
Developer tools.
I'm right, I bet you these are alert roles.
Yeah,
Search.
they
I
are
didn't know, but grab the
annoying.
color from the page. But
Yeah, so this is just do not do this.
So
Markup view.
those should not have alert roles on them.
Right.
Yeah, you can definitely
Just
associate them with the field,
app components.
like.
Company edit has auto complete. Name edit required. Invalid entry has auto complete. Name is required. Blank.
So that way it announces when you tab into the field, but this is way too verbose.
Yeah. So it just read all those out all at one time.
That is so interesting. You
Yeah.
know, I will
And
say
then.
the amazing thing about Cadence is that they have been very quick to fix things. So
Yeah.
I could almost guarantee these will all be fixed before this podcast episode comes out. So should we go past the form? I feel like we've only got about 10 more minutes. There's a
Heading
lot to show.
level 3, link 2
You
eyes,
want to
twice the
try
delight.
one?
Now bacon. Bye,
Yeah, there we
Amber
go.
Imes. June 27, 2025. At Butterbloom Bakery, we believe. Try a new flavor and from the oven. Link, read more. From the oven, read more 2 pies, twice the delight. Now bacon, fresh apple, berry pies. Link. From the oven, link, read more. Link 2 pies, twice the link company info.
These read more links are better.
Heading level 3, link meet Sarah, the art behind our bakes. Bye. Amber I, June 27, 2025. At Butterbloom McMenitt, our well-loved cooked memories. See link read more. Link meet Sarah. Link company and heading level 3. Link our bread. Our buy. Amber I, June 20. At Butterbloom precision process starts. Link read more. Link our bread. Out of list heading level 2 tabs. Button tab 1. Button tab 2. Button tab 3. Link equalize digital accept. Button tab 1.
So these tabs do not read when they are selected. That's unfortunate.
No?
Button tab 2.
No.
Yeah, just to jump back.
No.
Just to jump back a second, Alex is super quick. I mean, in comparison to the other page builder, when he went through the post blocks there, those read more links are, they do give context to what they are. They're not verbose or they're not ambiguous like they were on the other one. So,
Correct. We can
Tabs heading left list with three items. New blue post slot icon list blue post.
take a quick look at that.
Elements list dialog. Pi 17 of 2 pies. Twice the green Moretto pies. Twice. Company info 20 of read more meat Sarah. The heart behind. Company info 23 of 36. Our bread, our process, baked to perfection every time. Read more your bread, our process, baked to perfection every time. 25.
The only call out I'll make here
Our
is
bread company info 20.
company info. I suppose that's maybe a category. Because it's above the heading, it's less discoverable.
Oh, you'd like to see those positioned below the heading.
Yeah, I think that would make it more discoverable.
Yeah, and I think we've run into this on client stuff too, and where, a design calls for a heading like that to be above, but semantically it really should be below, like you're saying. And I've used like CSS grid to like visually move it above but it still is in the right place in the DOM.
Testimonials heading level 2.
Okay, down to testimonials.
List with three items heading level 3 saved my night. Graphic 5 out of 5 stars. Block quote Akeesh was a lifesaver on a busy weeknight. Flake knowing I can bring home something out of block quote graphic Jane Doe headshot. Jane D. CEO of Megacorp LLC. Heading level 3 amazing bread. Graphic 5 out of 5 stars. Block quote I've had a lot perfectly crisp grab an extra out of block quote graphic James headshot. James L. Heading level 3 made the day. Graphic 5 out of 5 stop block quote I perfected out of block quote graphic Tanya headshot. Tanya S. Happy mom. Out of list heading level 2 screen re.
That is about as perfect as I expected to get for testimonials. It's structured well with the headings and it all reads great.
Awesome.
If no text outputs here, then screen reader text. If sufficient for a pass, they do heading level 3 screen reader text. This text is wrapped in the screen reader text class. Heading level 3 SR only. This text is wrapped in the SR only class. Content info landmark footer navigation landmark list with three items link equalized digital.
Then we get down to the footer where the landmarks are communicated.
Link accessibility checker. Link accessibility auditing out of list. Link Facebook. Link GitHub. Link LinkedIn. Link X. Link YouTube.
We have our social links.
2025 Cadence. WordPress theme by Link Cadence WP. Purpose and accessibility. Accessibility.
Yeah, I mean, this just needs a couple little adjustments. I mean, this is no more than maybe a barely couple hours worth of work. I mean, it's a really solid theme.
Yeah. So let's stop sharing for just a minute and do
I've
a
read method
little
screen check
wrap
screen.
up. So, I really appreciate you sharing all of that and sharing thoughts. I'm curious from you more broadly, having looked at a really bad thing and something that's like good, almost perfect, like only needs a little bit of work. What's your average experience like? Where do average websites fall in this span? It's a really subjective question because what's accessible for me might not be accessible to others. But if I was to give my opinion on it, it's very much industry specific. Like before we had the European Accessibility Act get passed and go into effect, Amazon.com was maybe one of the worst retail websites out there. It was awful.
And
Now,
imagine how much we all order on Amazon and that all the blind people who are left out.
it's a work of art. Like, it is not perfect by any means, but they are making meaningful change. There is more attention to heading order. Just, I mean, stuff. Amazon, it was so bad that I actually had my own custom workarounds. And now my workarounds don't work anymore because they've actually made the website function the way it should.
Was their app any better before?
I don't know. Most Android apps, when it comes to that level of accessibility, aren't measurable to iOS, Apple. So their Apple app might have been fine. Android, I guess developers are still under this thought process that Android is used less by the blind, so you can tell it in their apps.
It's not prioritized.
As far as blogs and other small websites, your mileage varies. Local businesses like restaurants, hardly ever accessible. It's so rare.
Yeah, and a lot of them use PDFs for their menus and things. So if you want to know, you have to download a PDF, and I'm sure those are horrible as well.
Which these days we can at least scan them into AI and get accessible descriptions, but most of the time they just take a picture of a piece of paper when all they really have to do is provide what made that piece of paper.
Yeah, a
Definitely.
lot of those small businesses, right? They're working on very limited budgets, and they're probably using off-the-shelf solutions, right? And which is kind of what we're talking about a little bit here, and we're kind of testing. And I think it underscores the importance of makers of those off-the-shelf solutions, such as us in the WordPress community, how important it is to think about accessibility when you're building this, because this is going to be used by a small restaurant that doesn't necessarily have a budget to do extensive, accessibility auditing or user testing. So I think us as developers, we have a lot of responsibility in that regard.
Definitely. And, we can't always control how users use content. But if the structure's not there, it doesn't matter how they use content, it's still going to be inaccessible. And that's where developers have a responsibility to do better. Like, we do not, this theme is almost perfect. Like, before this episode is out, a good amount of this, if not all of it, will probably be fixed. But then we go back to the first website, and it's useless. I wouldn't even stay on that website.
If you had like one thing that you would want to say to WordPress plugin developers or theme developers, what would it be, Alex?
Do better. The status quo is not acceptable. I mean, this is accessibility is not a new thing. Quit acting like it's a new thing. You are hurting real people, and you need to realize that.
Yeah, for
Great.
sure. We really appreciate you coming on and being willing to share your expertise and your screen reader with us, even at the painfully slow speed that it was. If people want to follow up with you about doing more accessibility testing or asking you any additional questions, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on LinkedIn and run around in a couple of Slack groups here and there, but mostly on LinkedIn. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Great.
Great. Well,
Thank
it's
you
been
so
awesome.
much.
Yeah. Awesome chatting as always, Alex.
Yeah, it's been great. Really appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.